Summary of Sunni Concepts. Facts related to trust. First, trust in God is one of the requirements of Islam for God Almighty. God Almighty said, "And Moses said, O my people, if you believe in God, then put your trust in Him if you are Muslims." Secondly, trust in the heart is not achieved merely by knowing it and its truth. The knowledge of trust is one thing, and the state of trust is another thing. Knowledge may only be mental. Achieving trust requires stability in the heart to the point of certainty. And if you ask anyone about trusting in God, to acknowledge Him and claim that he trusts in Him. But when exposed to adversity, many people fail in their claim to trust. You see them panicking. They rush to someone other than God, asking to be saved from their distress and distress. They forget to turn to God in this matter. Just like those who answer you that the provider is God. If someone restricts him in his work or trade, he complained and said, "So-and-so wants to cut off my livelihood." Does this saying not indicate the weakness of certainty that God alone is the provider? As for the people of truth, you will find them in times of adversity relying on God as they should be relied upon. When the infidels reached the cave in which the messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, was hiding, and Abu Bakr, may God be pleased with him. The messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to Abu Bakr, "Do not be sad, God is with us." So he turned to God and trusted in him. Third, relying on reasons and relying on them. Fear and panic of missing it. Evidence of weak trust. As if the reason benefits or harms independence. Fourth, if relying on reasons is a weakness in trust, taking it does not contradict trust and certainty in God's power and promise. God Almighty inspired Moses' mother to return her son to her. God Almighty said, "And we inspired Moses' mother to breastfeed him. If you fear for him, then throw him into the river and do not be afraid or sad. We returned him to you and made him one of the messengers." However, that did not prevent her from taking action and searching for him. After she carried out what God inspired her to do, she threw her son into the sea. She told his sister Kasaya, "So I saw it from the side while they did not realize it."